Well, hello and welcome to a Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 13th of November 2025. Feels like this month is just absolutely flying by. It's mid-November now. The soil is starting to cool off quite significantly. Light is certainly fading. It's getting dark around 4 o'clock. Most people have fled indoors. Not us growers out there. We're still out there with our head torches, wrestling with leaf mold bins and pretending that we're enjoying it. Now, I've got a few things that I want to go through tonight. It's a Thursday, so I've got a seed to sow from this month's seed pack. A long list of jobs that we can do this weekend to try and keep our motivation going throughout the winter. Plus, you'll hear what I'm up to this weekend, both home and down on the allotment. Now, this week's seed from your supporters club is Pak Choi Dwarf Canton. And this is a really compact little brassica. It's surprisingly tough, but at this time of the year, it will just appreciate being grown under a bit of protection, a cold frame or a cloche, mini polytunnel, even just a sheet of fleece pegged down will keep it growing. What I recommend you do is sow it into modules, plug plant starters with a light compost mix, a seed sowing compost, or just a really finely sieved multi-purpose compost. Keep it somewhere cool but sheltered. Germination can be quite quick, but depending on the temperature. For me, it'll be in my potting shed where I'll just start them off. But if you haven't got a potting shed like I have, a greenhouse, kitchen windowsill, even in a cold frame of cloche will do. Once you get the germination and the seedlings of two or three true leaves, that's when you can then start to, well, if you want to harvest them for baby leaves, you can at this point actually, or let them grow a bit longer and use them as salad leaves and things like that, or put them in the ground under the cloche or anything and let them grow into their proper dwarf Pak Choi. Really satisfying crop, really easy to grow, don't need much care, just keep them moist. They should stay pretty moist at this time of year, but actually under a cloche or in a cold frame, do keep an eye on moisture levels. Keep them weed free, of course, and maybe a bit of fresh compost every now and then as well. And that's it. Really easy to look after, really easy to grow. Can be used as baby salad leaves, microgreens, or let them grow onto their full size. Let me know how you get on with those, because it is a bit of a difficult one, or I don't want to sow at this time of year. Now, I thought I would come up with 15 quick tasks that you can do on your plot this weekend. These are bite-sized doable jobs just to keep the motivation going for you, and perfect for you to tick off just as you go. Now, you may have done some of these already, so don't feel that this is an exclusive list. First of all, we got plant garlic cloves before the soil gets too cold. Get your garlic in. It's still got a couple of weeks, I would say. You could even sow right through the winter, to be fair, but I would do it before the ground is frozen. Mulch any bare beds to protect and feed the soil. This is something that we're doing all the time at the moment. Straw, compost, leaves or green manures. Sow hardy peas like Meteor for overwintering, again something we're doing. Start a tray of winter microgreens, mustard, cress, pea shoots, something like that, something a bit imaginative that you could use. Check fleeces and cloches and cold frames for damage. They're going to be used a lot over the coming months. If you're not already using them, that is. Lift and store the last of your tender plants, get them into somewhere a bit protected, and prune any currants and gooseberries while they are dormant. If you're wanting dormant, make sure there are no leaves. Clear leaves from paths and lawns and add them to the leaf mould piles, and harvest any remaining root veg and store the best. Clean and oil your hand tools before rust sets in. Check stored produce and remove anything going soft. Pot up herbs like mint, chives and parsley and bring them indoors. Tidy pots and troughs, remove dead annuals and refresh compost. Start sketching out next year's seed order and have a slow wander around the plot and note any repairs for the winter. Quite a bit there to get going. I've included this, of course, in the blog post and the email for you. Now, my own tasks this weekend, bit of a mixed bag this weekend. I'm not sure how the weather's going to behave at this weekend, so it's going to be a bit tricky. But I'm certainly going to be sowing more peas and more broad beans. I'm running a bit of an experiment with these, actually. I'm trying to work out whether there is any difference between sowing them in the spring or sowing them in the autumn. And I'm trying different varieties just to keep it balanced. I want to work out what the best varieties are for sowing. I've always done like Aqua Dolce Claudia, but it's a good chance to experiment and see just what happens. At home, I've got a mountain of wood to cut down. This is all stacked up in my garden, things like my old shed. I need to really cut that down because that's going to be our winter fuel, and I want to get it into our woodshed so that it is dry, ready to use. Also, I need to put up some leeks and some thyme seedlings. They are waiting patiently in my cold frame. They just need a bit more room to continue to grow. The leeks are actually being saved for a project that I've got going on in the background at the moment that will tell you more about when we get the go-ahead that this project is going ahead. The thyme seedlings, however, they are fantastic. I've got to say, I've got a bit of a craving for growing more thyme from seed. Now, I'm also doing a bit of water management, pumping water from one water butt to another, just trying to hang on to as much rainwater as possible just before winter properly sets in. This is a valuable resource, something we need to gather as much as we can do. And then seed saving is going to continue as well. Chilies, peppers, anything that is worth keeping. At the moment, it's all about trying to be a bit more self-sufficient. So we're trying to save as many seeds as we possibly can as well. Tomorrow is looking a little bit wet. I know most people will work on a Friday, but tomorrow is looking a bit wet. So it's probably going to be retreating in a shed for a proper sort out, you know, make sure everything has a place, tidy piles and call it, well, I've written down here, move from pile to another pile on the other side of a shed and call it organising. That's kind of the way it goes, isn't it? Now, down on the allotment, it is mostly tidying and clearing on the allotment. I don't grow a lot down on the allotment over winter because my home is just better suited for growing over winter. The allotment is quite open, so it's very windy over winter, very cold, very, very easily. So what I tend to do is treat my allotment, not necessarily putting it to bed. I still have things growing down there, but I tend to treat it as we're going to get it ready to get up and running in the spring. And that is something that I'm doing. I'm going to hit the ground running in the spring, so I'm making sure all the infrastructure work is done. In particular, there's some areas that I do have particular problems with. Top of my allotment is one that I often talk about, but other areas around my gooseberries where we get a lot of brambles. And what I want to do is spend the winter just trying to get rid of the brambles as best as I can, cut them down, just reduce them as much as possible so that they are easier to try and keep on top of come the spring. And that's going to be something I'm going to start doing this weekend. Now, that is the plan for this weekend. Let me know what you're up to yourselves. Don't forget, of course, I've set a bit of a mission on Sunday. I've had an email from Sandra. I'm going to get back to all my emails tomorrow as well. But, please do keep me informed, and it's always great to hear from you. Now, thank you, of course, for being a member of the Supporters Club. Genuinely makes a difference, keeps the podcast running. We've got our Sunday night live stream at 6 o'clock on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And then, of course, Monday is the main podcast. So all that is coming up, and this is all possible thanks to you. Right, you take care, guys, and until next time, stay warm and what do I normally end with? I've forgotten how it goes. Oh, that's annoying. I've forgotten how I normally end my podcast. I've just remembered it. Until next time, please take care.